Today's daf is Chagiga daf Chof Beis, and we are six lines from the top of daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv, and as a schus refuah shalema for Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah, Moshaba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sora Bas Yehudis Rachel, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Fega Rachel, Baruch Ben Rachel, Pinya Gittel Bas Rochel Shendel, Yitzchok Yosef Ben Esther, Naftali Ben Chana, Ezra Avram Ben Zahava Mariam Gittel, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's daf also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv Berel Ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So yesterday we began the third and final perek of Masechtes Chagiga, which is also the final perek Zoichalim V'Royadim of Seder Mayed, Perek Chaymer B'Kodesh, which deals very much with Tumah V'Tahara, which really isn't just a digression from Masechtes Chagiga, but it's a digression from everything we've learned during the first 2+ years of this Daf Yomi Machzor, stating that we do what we do. So the Mishnah mentioned that there are several Chumras when it comes to the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, as it relates to Kachim, versus Terumah. And the Mishnah listed them. The first chumrah that the Mishnah mentioned was matbilim kelim b'toich kelim l'terumah avaloi l'kodesh. If somebody has two kelim that are tamei, he needs to be toivel both of them. Could he take one keli, put it inside the other keli, and be toivel them b'vasachas, or can he not? Says the Mishnah, if the reason the person is toiveling these kelim is because he's going to want to use them for truma, then the halacha is he can. If he's going to use it for chulin, Maisa Sheni, certainly he can. If, however, he's going to use it for kachim, then the halacha is that he cannot. And the Gemara mentioned a major machloikas amayiraim. Why is it that when it comes to kachim, ein matbilim kelim b'toich kelim? A machloikas between Rabbi Eila and Rava. Rabbi Eila said, the reason is, mepnei shekfeidoi shel kli choytzeitz. It's related to a chatzitza problem. We're concerned that if you're going to have one keli that's going to be inside the other keli, when you're going to toivel the kelim together, the inner keli may be plastered. It's going to be really hard. The weight of the inner keli is going to be pressing very much on to the bottom of the outer keli, so that water is not going to be able to seep in between the two kelim. You have a chatzitza. If water is not going to get through, it's not going to be a kosher tefillah. What's going to happen is you're going to be missing part of the tefillah of the outer keli, and you're going to be missing part of the tefillah of the inner keli. The place where the bottom of the inner keli meets the bottom of the outer keli will not have any water that's going to contact, you know, either one of those kelim, and as a result, you have a problem. Now, if you have a problem, shouldn't it be a problem for a truma as well? Pasha pshat. We'll see more about this in the Gemara today. It's a chumrah that Chazal were concerned about when it comes to kachim, because of how chumrah kachim is. However, as it relates to truma, and certainly Maisa Sheni and Chulin, dear Chazal, we're not worried about that. Rava said that pshat in the Mishnah is something else. The reason that you're not allowed to be matbal kelim b'toich kelim has nothing to do with chatzit. Rava said, I don't think this is a chatzitza problem. And the reason is because, being that these two kelim are inside water, the pressure of the water is going to cause the inner keli to inevitably rise a little bit. Like this, water is going to be able to seep through. Chatzitza is not the problem. What then is the issue? Rava said, the reason is, gzeira shel yatpil machtem v'tzinoiris b'kli she'em b'piv kishvayferis anoy. Rava said, I'm worried that if a person's going to be matbal keli b'toich keli, he may be matbal keli b'toich keli, where the outer keli is going to have a very narrow opening. How narrow? The circumference of the opening is going to be less than the circumference of the piv of the shvayferes anoy. What's the significance of that? If the hole is going to be so narrow, then if you put a keli inside of it and then put the outer keli inside the mikvah, we don't look at the keli that's in the keli as being in the mikvah, but rather we look at it as being inside the outer keli and not inside the more general area. And being that you don't have 40 sa inside the outer keli, so the inner kelim are not going to be tar. So enochanami, in a classic case of matbilim keli b'toich keli, says Rava, I wouldn't have an issue. I don't think the Mishnah would have said that there's a problem to be matbol kelim b'toch kelim even l'kodesh. The only reason we created a problem is because of this gzeira. Shel yatbol nachtav etzinoyres bekli she'im bepivkish veferes hanoy. For whatever reason, Chazal felt that because of the chomer of kodesh, it only makes sense to make this gzeira for kachim, to make it for truma and anything less chomer than truma. Chazal didn't feel that they have to make this gzeira. Either way, it's for that reason, said Rava, matbilim kelim b'toch kelim l'truma avaloy l'kodesh. So again, according to Rav Eil, it's related to Chatzitza. According to Rava, it's simply a gzeira shalayat bol nachtem v'tzinoyrios bekli she'im bepiv kishvayferes hanoy. So today's daf is very much going to continue along the theme of yesterday's daf. It jumps right into this machloikis amayram, the machloikis Rav Eil and Rava, and the Gemara asks rather typical question for the Gemara whenever there's a major machloikis amayraim, and that is my ikka being the Rava le the Rav Eilo. What's the nafkamina practically between Rava's pshat and Rav Eilo's pshat? Meaning the nafkamina is what pshat in the Mishnah is, but is there a halachic nafkamina between Rava's understanding of why ein matbilim kelim b'toich kelim l'kodesh and Rav Eilo's understanding of why ein matbilim kelim b'toich kelim l'kodesh? So the Gemara says there is. Ikamina, the nafkamina would be salve gargusni. If somebody has a very large basket, shemilin kelim, that he filled up with kelim v'hit bilam, and now he toivled. So again, he has two kelim that are tummy. One is very, very large. It's a sal and a gargusti. For our purposes, whatever the exact metzias is, you'd probably have to be there to fully appreciate it. These were very, very large kelim. And somebody took kelim that was smaller, and he was matbul them together. And the reason he's being matbul these kelim is because he's going to want to use it for kachim. So the Gemara says, "Lamadam mishum chatzitza." According to Rav Eilo, that said that the reason ain't matbilim kelim but kelim lekodesh is because of a chatzitza concern. Ikka. Here too, you have the same chatzitza concern. The fact that the outer keli is massive has no bearings here nor there as it relates to the concern of the Mishnah, which is chatzitza, and as a result, if the Mishnah says that ein matbilim kelim b'toich kelim l'kodesh, when we're dealing with ordinary kelim, you're going to have the same exact halacha as it relates to these two very, very large kelim. However, says the Gemara, lemanda ama mishum gzeira shemayatbul machtav etzinoyris, but according to Rava, that said that the reason ein matbilim kelim b'toich kelim l'kodesh is because of gzeira. What's the gzeira? That you may take forks and you may take needles and you may put it inside a keli that has such a narrow opening that it's aimed bepiv kishvayferes hanoy. If the outer keli is a salver gargusni, the over there you don't have to be concerned. And the reason is aimed bepiem kishvayferes hanoy, because it's never going to be such a metzias with the sal and the gargusni is going to have such a narrow opening lekka, and it's for that reason you wouldn't have the gzera. So the Gemara says you want to know what the nafgamina would be between Rav Eilo and Rava. Nafgamina would be if somebody wants to be matbal kelim b'toich kelim l'kodesh, where the outer keli is a sal gargusni. If the issue is chatzitz, it's going to be a problem. So according to Rav Eilo, you'd have the halacha of the Mishnah even by a sal and a gargusni. According to Rava, that it's because of gzera. So the metzias of the gzera has no pshat. It just doesn't make any sense as it relates to a sal and a gargusni. It's for that reason. In that case, it would be multiple. So the Gemara says, "Va'az the Rava l'tameh," and the truth is, Rava's l'shitasit. Amar Rava, Rava said mefurish, "Sal v'gargusni." These two very large kelim, shemilon kelim, that a person filled up with kelim, v'hitpilam, and he was toivel them all together. Was kelim b'toich keli, the halach is tahirim. It's going to be tahar. Even for kachim, Rava l'shitasai. Meaning, even though the Mishnah says, ein matbilim kelim b'toich kelim l'kodesh, but the reason is because of gzeira mishum machtem etzinoyris. It's gzeira because you may have a keli that's going to have such a narrow opening. Salve gargus, you don't have to, that's not going to be a problem. The Gemara thought intuitively that that would be the nafkamina to Rav Eilo and Rava, and the Gemara says it's actually very gishmak, because Rava said a mefurish. Rava said, salve gargus, shemilon kelim v'tbilon, the halacha is going to be time. Rava said another halacha, this is being mentioned agav, as it relates to a salu gargustin, that is a mikvah shachalku b'salu gargustin. If somebody had a mikvah, the mikvah was a kasha mikvah, it had 40 sa, and he took a salu and a gargustin, and he put it through the middle of the mikvah, so that he now cut the mikvah into two parts. He was chalkoi. He made a yachloiko. The sal and the gargustin was literally like a mechitza inside the mikvah. So that loch is a toivel sham, lay also light fila. Any person that's going to be toivel in the mikvah, it doesn't matter which side of the mechitza you're going to be toivel on, it's not going to be good. And the reason is because the sal and the gargustin serves as a dovra chaytzeit. It divides the mikvah into two, so the mikvah itself is 40 sa. That's fine. But now that you put the sal and the gargustin, it's as if you took your one mikvah 40 sa, you created two mikvayos of 20 isa, now it's not going to be okay. Now, the Rava just bavarned one other issue, and that is, it seems, and again, we don't know exactly what the Salin Gargusni was, but whatever it was, this basket seemed to have cracks in it. So think of like a wicker basket, where you have little holes inside the basket. So says Rava, why am I telling you that if you put a Salin Gargusni inside a kosher and mikvah, that loch is a toivel shomli also a tefillah, because it cuts it in half, why don't we say that being that water can seep through the holes in the basket, so maybe that should be ma'arev, the water on the two sides of the mechitza, and as a result, it should be still viewed as one large mikvah 40 sa'ah, and it should be kosher. Meaning, if you'd put a mechitza shel barzel there, I understand. But the sound of the gargusni, as big and as impressive it was, it seems like it was porous, and at the end of the day, the water would travel from one side to the other. So if that's the case, why is it so posh? It says, Rava, that I'm telling you the Salin Gargusni is going to cut the mikvah. So it says, Rava, that's not a tiny. You know why? The ha'ara kula chalchulin mechalchala. Because the truth is, even water that's underground, if there's water that's coming from a natural source, that water is probably connected to water in other parts of the world. Yet, still, the halach is that if you don't have 40 sun in one place, it's not going to be a kosher mikvah. Says Rava, why don't you say that this water somehow underground is connected to water somewhere else? It doesn't matter. The point is, at the end of the day, you have to have one body of water, a makom echad of 40 sa. So if a person takes a mikvah and he puts a Salin Gargusni inside, the bottom line is, the Salin Gargusni takes the mikvah, which is makom echad, and it makes it into two mekoymos. So that even though there's holes inside the mechitza, that's being ma'ariv on the two sides of the mechitza, but at the end of the day, it's two mekoymos. And when it comes to mikvah, it's not enough that you have 40 sa of water that's attached, but what you need is mem sub and the haraya, every time you have water underground, somehow or another it's attached to other sources of water. But that's not the nakuda. The point is, you need memsa b'makim echad, said Rava. That's the lomdus of mikvah. So once you put a Salin Gargusni inside a mikvah, you're not going to have it b'makim echad, and as a result, it's not going to be okay. So the Gemara is saying that we have a machloikis between Ravela and Rava as to why it is that matpilim kelim b'toich kelim l'truma, avaloi l'kodesh. Ravela said the reason you can't be matpil kelim b'toich kelim l'kodesh is because of a chatzitza problem. Rava said that the reason you can't do it is because if you're going to be matpil kelim b'toich kelim, you may come to be matpil kelim b'toich kelim in a way where for sure the inner kelim is not going to have a kosher tefillah. Meaning, usually if you're matpil kelim b'toich kelim and you put them both into a mikvah, so the tefillah is going to work for the outer keli, the tefillah is going to work for the inner keli. It's beautiful. Like this, you can knock off two birds with one stone, literally. Two kelim by doing one tefillah inside the mikvah, that's the concept. But there is a time where it's not going to work. When is that? If the keli has a very narrow opening, it's so narrow that you aim bepiv kishvei feris anoy. Then we look at that keli as if it's closed off. The mashal we used yesterday was lavud. Again, just as a marshal, but it's all closed off. So the outer keli, yeah, that's inside the mikvah. But the inner keli is going to be a problem. But one thing we're saying for sure, one thing is emerging, that if somebody would put a keli inside a keli, where the outer keli is so narrow that she'em bepiv kishvei feres anoy, then the inner keli that's tameh, that's inside the outer keli, that's inside the mikvah, for sure would not have to hire. Right? Rava's saying that for sure. And doesn't seem like anybody even argues with that. The chiddush of Rava is that is the underlying reason why ein matbilim kelim b'toich kelim l'kodesh. It's only because of gzeira that might happen. But if that happens, that's going to be a problem. I'll leave it to kuliyam. And that's pasha. Another thing that seems pretty clear, and it's going to be very clear in a moment, and that is that this halacha, that if you would take machten v'tzinoiris, these small kelim, and put it inside a kelish in b'piv kishrei feres anoy, the halacha is that tefillah wouldn't work for the machten v'tzinoiris, even for truma. Meaning, even though the Mishnah said matbilim kelim b'toich kelim l'truma, that just means if both kelim are in the mikvah, and even though it's a kelim b'toich kelim, there's no problem. According to Rav Ela, there's no chatzitza problem. And according to Rava, there's no gzeira atu a keli she'em b'piv kishvei feres anoy. But let's say you do have a keli she'em b'piv kishvei feres anoy, and you have machten v'tzinoiris inside, and you want to use it for truma, it's pasha. Even if you want to use it for chulin, it's not going to be a tefillah. The reason it's not going to be a tefillah is because the svara, we're aim b'piv kishvei feres anoy, has nothing to do with the mail of kodesh. The Ma'ala of Kodesh is that in all instances when you want to be matpul keli b'toich keli, there's going to be a problem. Aliba derav gzeira atu that case. But in that case itself, that's always going to be an issue. So on that note, Zokta Gemara, Tahani Mili, this that we're saying, that if you have a keli, betoich keli, where the outer keli has such a narrow opening, she'en bepiv kishvish feres anoid, where we're saying for sure there is not going to be a tefillah for the inner keli, the only time that's true is bekli tar. If the outer keli was tar, it's a little bit of a curveball. But if the outer keli was also tame, that's actually not going to be the case. Because migu de salka tefila the kule gufa de mana, being that the tefila works for the outer keli, so klunami le kelim de ispe. We say a migu, it's going to work for the kelim that are inside as well. So this is a chiddush. This is not like we understood up until this point. So the Gemara is saying that the only time it's a problem when the outer keli is ein bepiv kishreferes anoid is when the outer keli is tahar. The keli that's tame is the inner keli. So I have small kelim that are tame. Instead of putting it directly into the mikvah, I put it into a bigger keli. And I put the bigger keli into the mikvah. If the bigger keli is tar, so then we say that it somehow closes off the area from the mikvah for the inner kelim, and the inner kelim are not going to be tar. But if the outer keli is tame as well, even though it's ein bepiv kishveferes anoid, then the halacha is the inner kelim are going to be tar. What's the svara? What difference does it make if it's tame or tar? Not much, but there's a svara of migu. Migu that the tefillah works for the outer keli, because that's for sure inside the mikvah, so it's going to work for the inner mikvah, it's going to work for the inner kelim as well. And the truth is, this concept of migu is something that you find in many, many different sugyas and shas. It comes up in practically every mesachta. It's not to be confused with the migu that you learn about in Nashim Nezikin, where migu lahaitzi, a migu b'makam edim, and pesha asa pesha hitter, and etc., etc. But there's a svara sometimes that if something works for A, and A has shaychus to B, we say it's going to work for B. What's the svara over here? That being that the outer keli is going to be legamri tahar, so we say that anything that's inside the outer keli is also going to be tahar. So Mar says, how do you know this? What's the makar to this? Migu the sol katfilo kuli gufa the mana sol kulu nami lekelim this. But the Tanan, it's based on a Mishnah, not shockingly, a Mishnah mesachtis mikvois. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah kelim shem milon kelim. If somebody put kelim inside other kelim vitfilam and then he toivel them, so the halach is hare elu tahirim, it's going to be tahar. So if you put a keli b'taych keli, and then you do a tefillah, the halach is, it's going to be tar. I didn't the Mishnah say kelim b'taych kelim is a problem? So Rashi says, l'truma. We mean l'truma. We don't mean l'kodesh. The Mishnah says for kodesh it's a problem, but for truma, it's going to be okay. And then the Mishnah says something cryptic. If im loy tava, if he wasn't tefil, mayim ha-me'uravim, ad sheyiu me'uravim kishveferes hanoit. So the Gemara says, my comma, right? We need some commas, we need some help over here. Says the Gemara, what it means is like this. V'im loy taval, my comma v'im loy taval. What are the words? V'im loy taval mean hachi comma. V'im einoy tzarech lat biloy. That in the event that the outer keli is tahar, uchmayim hamuravim, then the only time the tefillah is going to work for the inner kelim is ad sheyim uravim kishvei feres hanoy. If the opening of the outer keli is going to be wide enough, kishvei feres anoy. If the outer keli is tar, here's the punchline, then you need that the outer keli should be kishvei feres anoy. Is doch mashma abe. That if the outer keli would be tameh, even if it's aim bepiv kishvei feres anoy, the halach is, it's going to be tar. If it's aim bepiv kishvei feres anoy, so it's blocking it off from the mikvah, so why would it ever be tar? Oh, the terrace is a migu, because if the outer keli is tameh, then you say migu that the outer keli is tameh, it became tahar, so to the inner keli is going to be tahar as well. So again, this is just a very important caveat to everything that we're saying, because the whole rava that said ein mafilim kelim b'tach kelim l'kodesh is predicated on gzeira. What's the gzeira? That you may go ahead and you take very small kelim machtem v'tzinaris, you're going to put inside a keli that has a very narrow opening, so narrow that ein pepiv kish v'feres hanoid ain't going to be tovel. And over there, it's pashut that the tefillah is not going to work for the inner kelim. It's not so pashut. The only time it wouldn't work is if the outer keli was tahar. But if the outer keli was tahar, then it would work. Now, it doesn't change anything in the Gemara. At the end of the day, Rav is still worried. Gzeira otu, you may take the machna v'tzinoiris, you'll put it inside a bigger keli, she'em bepiv kishvei feres anoy, that's tahar. And in that case, it's not going to work. So therefore, we're making a gzeira. It just tweaks a little bit the nusach of the gzeira, which is important, which is why the Gemara is speaking it out. But at the end of the day, Rav blibes Rav. It doesn't affect Rav's halacha, and Ravela blibes Ravela. two pshatim had to understand the first halach of the Mishnah, why ain mapilim kelim b'toich kelim mekodesh, according to Ravela, it's related to chatzitza, according to Rav, it's related to this gzeira. The Gemara even had a nafgamina. What's the nafgamina? Salvig argusni, a very, very large keli, where it's not b'metzias that you'll ever have it, that the opening will be so narrow. If the issue is chatzitza, you'll have a chatzitza problem over there as well. If the issue is because of the gzeir over there, it doesn't pass the gzeir. So the Gemara, the hada rav udravela tanoi. That really, this machloikis rav and ravela is a machloikis tanoi. And again, just to say this in dritimul, when we say the machloikis rav and ravela, we don't just mean the machloikis what's pshat in the Mishnah. We mean the halachic machloikis salve gargusni of gotch, of a keli, and I put a keli inside of it, and I'm being toivel of a gotchim. Okay or not okay? According to Ravela, not okay. According to Rav, it is okay. The Gemara says that shayla is a machloikis tanam. The tiny learned to the brayse. Salve garbusni shemilon keli filled up a keli vit bilon, and he toiveled it bain le kodesh bain le truma tahirin. It's going to be good for kodesh, and it's going to be good for truma. It's going to be good for kodesh. It's the opening line of the last parak of Masechtas Chagiga. Oh, the Teretz is Salve Gargusni. Hamani Rava. So you see clearly that the Tanakam of this price holds like Rava, that it was only because of Xer. It doesn't make sense to have the Xer by Salve Gargusni. Therefore, it's going to be taught. Abishol argued. He said, Litrum, Avaloy the Kaidish. No, only for Truma it's going to work. It's not going to work for Kaidish. Because Ainmapilim Kalim Batach Kalim, even by Salve Gargusni. Who does Abishol hold like? He holds like Rav Eila, that it's the issue is chatzitza. And just like there's an issue of chatzitza by regular kelim, you can have the same exact issue of chatzitza here as well. So just to exhale for 1 second, because now the Gemara is going to get a little bit intense. So zok the Gemara. So we just had here the first of the chumras of kachim over truma. And that is matpilim kelim b'toich kelim l'truma. Avaloy l'kaidish. And we had a machloikis, Ravela and Rava. Why ain't matbilim kelim b'toich kelim l'kaidish? According to Ravela, it's related to chatzitza. According to Rava, it's related to exam. Freik the Gemara. Ihachi. Ravela, you worried about chatzitza. Rava, you worried about exam. Truma nami. Why did you only worry about this by kachim? Why were you not worried about this by truma? Now it's interesting to note that we're going to go through the Gemara's that are going to mention the other chumras and the other milas of kachim over truma, and the Gemara is never going to ask this question again. This is the one and only time we're going to see this gacha ask, where the Gemara is going to say, you have a chumra of kachim over truma, freak the Gemara, truma nami. Here we have it, we're not going to have it later. So it seems that the Gemara was so persuaded, both by the taina of Ravela and by the taina of Rava. Ravela, he's saying good, there's a chatzitza problem. Rav, I hear what you're tining. Make a gzera. Think about all the gzeras that we found in Shas. This sounds like a decent gzera. So if that's the case, I hear it. Why is this something that Chazal only imposed when it came to Kodesh? Why didn't they impose it by Truma? I mean, this is not some Chumra Yisera, some Milo that Asu Bekachim, that makes sense that they maybe would have done it by Kachim, they wouldn't have done it by Truma. This seems very reasonable. Within the world of gzeras, I hear this. And if that's the case, Tainas the Gemara, why was it implemented exclusively for Kachim? Why is it that you don't find it by Truma? Azai freik the Gemara, ihachi, Truma nami. So the Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara says, Leman kamrinan. At the end of the day, this gzera, and the truth is, the gzera of matbilim kelim b'toich kelim really is a gzera. According to Rav, it's for sure a gzera. Rava said the only reason you can't do it is because if you're going to do this, you might do that, right? There's nothing wrong with doing this. Rava doesn't see any issue in the world with being matbal kelim b'toich kelim. You can do it for chulam ayis hasheni truma, you can do it for gotcha. Narvas, it's a gzeira. It's one of these chshoshes that Chazal beruach kacham had. But really what it is a gzeira. According to Ravela, really it's also a gzeira. Even though the Gemara didn't really use the word gzeira, but really it is a gzeira. Because it's not muchach that if you put a keli inside a keli, that for sure there's going to be a chatzitza. You just have to be a little mindful. You have to be a little cognizant. Just make sure that a little bit of water is able to sneak through. Anyone that ever toiveled kelim knows, okay, sometimes you have to be a little mindful of what you're doing, but it's not such a big deal. Really, what it then is a gzera. So the Gemara says, Moiridik. Gemara says, who toivels kelim? Who's worried about tumah v'tahira? It's the chaverim. It's the Talmidei Chachamim. It's the people that are nizer in these things. Chaverim Meidei Yadi. when it comes to chaverim, you don't have to worry about. Wait, you're making zeris for chaverim? It's fascinating if you think about it, because it sounds like Chazal is saying that, you know, we have so many gzeres. Shemi Yavrienu Dalaram Special Sarabim, all the different gzeres that come out throughout Shas. The Gemara is claiming that when there were halachas implemented for all Yidin, so there we had to make sure we had gzeres, because Klal Yisrael was made up of a very diversified group of people. So different people need sometimes chizik in different areas. But this halach is talking mamish to the chaverim, to the kedoshim. So if this is what we're talking to, what, for the kaddish, you're making gzeira, he needs the gzeira. Chaverim mediyadi. The chaver is going to know the difference between matbul kelim and tar kelim and taking a kelim, she'erim bepiv, kishrei feris anoy. The chaver is going to know that when he toivels a kelim and tar kelim, he has to make sure that there's no chatzitza. So being that the whole issue is for chaverim, so therefore we want, right, so you want to know why we didn't make this gzeira by truma, because who is it for? Who's being Teufel Kalim for Truma? It's only the Chavar. He's the only one who cares about these halachas. So being that it's only being done for the Chavar, so we never made the Gzera. So what's the obvious question? Yachi Kodesh Nami. So what's the difference? Then if you're telling me it's only for the Chavar, and that's why there's no reason to make the Gzera by Truma, so why are we making the Gzera by Kodesh? So the Gemara says, no, when it comes to Kodesh, it's different, because Chazilei Amma Aretz, V'azel Matbol. We're afraid that an Amma Aretz is going to be watching. He's going to be observing the chaver, and he's going to see the chaver being matbol keli b'toy keli. He's saying, oh, interesting, I didn't realize I can do this. Really, keli b'toy keli, that's a good tip. It makes toivel and keli a lot simpler. So he's going to take the cue, and he's going to then go ahead, and he's going to be matbol keli b'toy keli for himself, for kachem, in the event that he decides to be matbol kelim. Like we said, they weren't so nizer in the first place. But let's say he decides he wants. So he's now going to be matbol kelim b'toy kelim. He's going to learn, and he might not be nizer. So the Talmud Chacham, the Chavar, is going to be nizer. He's going to know to make the distinction between kelim that have b'piv kishrei feris anoyed and kelim that don't have b'piv kishrei feris anoyed. He's going to make sure if he's being matbol kelim b'toy kelim that there shouldn't be an issue with chatzitza. But what we're worried about is Dama Aretz that's watching. So being that Dama Aretz might watch, therefore we have to be careful. So the Gemara says, again, what's the obvious kasha? Through Manami Then you shouldn't be able to do it for Truma either, because you're going to be toiveling Kalin for Truma. The Amaretz is going to watch you. He's going to chop what you're doing. You're toiveling Kalin for Truma. You're putting Kalin with Kalin. He's going to go ahead and he's going to do the same thing. So why aren't you worried? You're telling me you're not worried about the Chavar. You're worried about the Amaretz that's watching. So that's only a concern by Kachim. It's not a concern by Truma. What does that even mean? So the Gemara says, no. That when it comes to Truma, we're not worried. You know why? Because at the end of the day, a chaver is never going to take truma from an amaretz anyways. So what are you worried? You're worried that he's going to toivel kelim to use for truma, and he's going to mess up. Okay, it's not going to affect you anyways, because you, the chaver, are never going to take his peiros that are truma. As a result, it's never going to be a problem. Now, what about him? He's anyways not nizer, so what are we going to do? I mean, we can't help him. If he's not interested in buying into the laws of Tumah V'Tahira, so it's very hard for us to protect him. But we're worried more about ourselves, the people that do care. But so the chevre that care, then they're anyways going to stay away from his truma. So the fact that his truma kelim are going to be messed up, don't bother us so much. Mara says, Kodesh nami le'nekabli minayu. Okay, so then why are we worried about kachim? You're worried that if you're going to be toivel kelim b'toich kelim l'kachim, the amaretz will also be matbol kelim b'toich kelim l'kachim. And what's going to happen? He's going to now give you kachim, just don't take his kachim. And here's the punchline of the Gemara. The Gemara says you can't do that, because havale eva. It's going to be eva. If an Amma Aretz shows up with kachim, and the Kayhanim and the Beis HaMikdash, they tell the Amma Aretz, I'm sorry, we can't accept your kachim. You know what's going to happen? A fight's going to break out. There's going to be sinna, there's going to be hatred, there's going to be eva. And Chazal looked away from certain things when it came to eva. And it's for that reason you're going to have a problem. Pretty much, truma not me havale eva. Truma, there's not going to be eva. If you tell an Amma Aretz, I'm not taking your truma, there's no eva. The Gemara says, no, he doesn't care so much. Because you can always find a friend that's an Amma Aretz and you can give it to him. Meaning Truma, he always has an out. You can always find, there's plenty of chevre that he has that happen to be Kayanim that he'll be able to give his Truma to. But if you want to give Kachim to a Kayan Amma Aretz, you're going to the Beis HaMikdash, that's already different. And maybe by a Sheni, but that could be a little different. And because that's different, over there he might not be able to do it. So, who is the Tana that was worried about Eva? Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi. Tana, we learned to the Bais. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. Name Mahakol, Naman, Maltaris, Yayin. Why is it that even Ameya Aretz, everyone's believed when it comes to the Tahira of Yayin and Shemen, of Kachim, even Ameya Aretz, Rabbi Yossi said something interesting. He said, Chazal were worried that if you're not going to accept the Kachim of an Amaretz, you know what Amaretz is going to do? He's going to say, you know what? I can't bring Karbanos to your Beis HaMikdash, I'll make my own Beis HaMikdash. He's going to be, that could be a problem. He's going to say, you don't trust my Tahira? Fine, I'll make my own Parah Aduma. I'll figure out a way to become Tar myself. That's not a good thing. So because of Eva, Chazal were a little more lenient when it came to Kachim. Amar Papa on that, no Kamam Kaplino, Idna Sadusa Me'am Aretz. Why do we accept Edus from an Amaretz? Meaning, it seems like Chazal thought an Amaretz really should be Pasul Edus. We're not learning that Sugi now. But based on the parameters of who's Kashal Edus, Chazal thought an Amaretz should be Pasul Edus. But why is he believed? Come on, Rabbi Yossi, it's all because of Rabbi Yossi who holds that when it comes to Amei Yaretz, we're very mindful of Eva. But here's the point. The point is the reason Chazal didn't make this Gzeira by Truma, or by Maisa Sheni, or by Chulin, Rav Eila and Rava both seem to be saying very legitimate issues. Chatzitza, a Gzeira because of a Klish Ein B'Pivke Shreferes Anoy. It's because the person that's toiveling the kalim, the person that's really nizer in Tumah v'Tahira, the person that this is really going to impact, he's a chaver anyways. You don't have to make zeiros for him. He doesn't need help. He knows what he has to do. The zeiros are made for that moyanam. But the laws of Tumah v'Tahira were observed by the elite. And for them, this is not something that's necessary. That's why we didn't make the Gzeira. So the whole Eim Apilim Kelim B'Tach Kelim really boils down to Gzeira. The Gzeira doesn't pass for a chaver. If that's the case, why are we talking about Kachim? The Teretz is because by Kachim were concerned that the Amaretz may learn from what the Chavar is doing. He's not going to execute it the way the Chavar is. The Chavar is going to know how to make the distinction between Yechatzitza and Nochatzitza, between a Keli that has a Piv that's Kishvei Feres Anoid and a Piv and a Keli that doesn't have a Piv Kishvei Feres Anoid. Now, Amaretz is not going to do that. And once the Amaretz delivers Kachim to you, you have no choice but you have to accept it. And the reason you have to accept it is because otherwise a fight might break out. And there may be sinas chinam, which caused Chorban Bayishit. Right? That's not a good thing. Eva, we don't want Eva. And because of that, we had to be mindful when it came to Kachim because of the Gzeira. So the Gzeira was not so much for the person that's doing it. It's an interesting knach. It's for the people that may be watching the person Toivel. He may end up doing it that way. And as for that reason, Chazal said, Ein mapilim kelim betoich kelim. When it comes to Kodesh. But again, to be clear, Ein matpilim kelim b'toich kelim l'kodesh, avo matpilim kelim b'toich kelim l'truma. And again, why Ein matpilim kelim b'toich kelim l'truma? It's because who's the one that's toiveling the kelim? Presumably the chaver. And if it's the chaver knows how to be careful. Either Amoritz might watch the chaver and he might do the same thing. What was the teretz? And therefore what? He's going to give you truma? You're not going to accept this truma. Eva? No, it won't be Eva, because he can always give it to a kain amaretz, and it's for that reason, this is not something we have to worry about. But the Gemara asks a kasha, and this kasha is really going to be malavos until the end of the daf, and that is, you're telling me that when it comes to truma, you don't have to worry. You can be matpul kelim b'toich kelim. We're not worried that the chaver is going to make a mistake. There won't be a chatzitza. You won't confuse this with another type of keli. The only person we would ever be worried about is the amaretz. The amaretz is not asking us any shailas. So, really, we're not talking to him when it comes to Tumah V'Tahira. He might watch and he might see the Chavar do this. Seder, in the worst case scenario, if he ever offers you Truma, just don't take it. And that's it. Like this, you know, you don't take his Truma. Why don't you take his Truma? Because maybe he was Matpul Keli B'Toich Keli, and if he was Matpul Keli B'Toich Keli, couldn't be it wasn't a good tefillah, because maybe there was a Chatzitza. Meaning, if the Amaretz does it, it would be a problem, but it's not going to be a problem for us. The reason it's not going to be a problem for us is because we're just not going to accept it. But the Gemara says, not so pasha. Because even if you say you're not going to take the truma of the Amaretz up the Nechesh L'Sheila, why aren't you concerned that you may end up borrowing a Keli from an Amaretz, which we're about to see now is something that a Chavar was allowed to do. You could have thought that maybe it was not okay. In the world of Tumah V'Tahira, doesn't sound like it's so posh you should be able to borrow a keli of an Amaretz. Stating that the halacha and the minig was that the chaverim would borrow, they knock on their neighbor's door, even if the neighbor was an Amaretz, can I please borrow a keli? That's something that happened. So the Gemara's kasha is that why is it okay to be matpul keli l'toich kelim? We should be concerned that the Amaretz is going to see the Chavar doing it, and he'll do the same thing. And when he does it, he'll do it the wrong way. And as a result, he's going to end up with Kelim that Atami. What are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, who cares? We're not going to take his Truma. We're not going to take his Maisa Sheni. Yeah, but you may take his Keli. And if the Keli was Tameh, and he toiveled it in a way where there wasn't a good tefillah, you're going to now walk off with a keli that's Tameh, you're a chaver, you're a nizer and Tumah V'Tahira, so you may end up having a problem. So you won't accept his truma, beseder. So the truma that made contact with the keli, that's not going to be the issue. Oh, but the keli alone is going to be an issue. So afraid the Gemara of the Nechesh L'Sheila, and the Gemara now is going to quote a Mishnah, a Mishnah in Meseches Idias, that's going to take us into a Sugya, Meseches Kalim, as we're about to see. But the point is, a Mishnah Meseches Idias, that is going to prove, we're bringing this for one point. It's going to be a digression, but we're bringing it for one point. And to prove that a Chavar would borrow Kalim sometimes from an Am Haaretz. That's what we're trying to prove. That a Chavar would sometimes borrow Kalim from an Am Haaretz, and once we can establish that the Chavar would borrow Kalim from the Am Haaretz, so now we have the basis for the point that we're trying to make, and that is that why is it okay to be matpil kelim to kelim l'truma? We shouldn't be concerned that the Am Haaretz is going to see, he's going to do the same thing. He's going to end up with kelim that atame, that he thinks atar, that you may think atar, you're going to borrow it from him, you're going to end up having a problem. So again, where do we see that the Am Haaretz would sometimes lend kelim to the Chavar and the Chavar would take it? The Tanam, we learned to the Mishnah. Kli cheres matzel ala koil. Divrei beis hilo. So the context of this halacha is tumas meis. So we all know the halacha that if there's someone dies inside a room, so the halacha is that anything that's, or anyone that's in the oil becomes tummy. Tumas oil. Stating that, the halacha is if you have a kli cheres, the kli cheres is matzel, anything that's inside the kli cheres. If you have a kli cheres, the Torah says, ashnet tzomit pasul, that is sealed off, anything that's inside the kli cheres is protected from the oil ameis, and it doesn't become tummy. There are two classic applications of that Rashi says. One is the classic, where you have just a kli cheres, and it's sealed, and something inside, together with oil ameis, not going to be a problem. Another case would be where you have a two-story house, a bayis v'aliyah. A person died on the main floor. There was an aruba, there was a window, that went from the first floor to the second floor, and that window was closed off by cheres. So the halacha is, that cheres is going to be matzel, anything that's on top of the cheres. So anything that's going to be on the zweite stock, anything that's going to be on the second floor, that's also going to be tar. So says the Mishnah, kli cheres matzel ala kol divrei b'sil. B'sil says kli cheres is matzel everything. Meaning it works for everything. B'shamay says, any matzel ala oichlim al mashkim. Doesn't work for everything. What does it work for? It works for oichlim, it works for mashkim, val kli cheres, and it works for kli cheres as well. So according to B'sil, this that kli cheres is matzel means it's matzel for everything. According to Beishamai is almost always machmer. Here too, they're machmer, and they say no, it doesn't work for everything. It's matzel for food, and it's matzel for another kli cheres, but it's not matzel for anything else. I'm going to be so. Beishamai, meaning what's pashup shat that mipnei ma? That's the right gear, so we need some commas here. So I'm going to be so. Beishamai, ma? Why is it only matzel for oichle mashen and kli cheres? Why is it not matzel for everything else? So the right gear, so here is amru lahem beishamai. So beishamai told beisilo mipnei shehu tame al gabe am haaretz. The only time I said that it's matzel only for oichlin, mashkin, and klicheres is if an Am Haaretz touched the klicheres. Once the Am Haaretz touches the klicheres, the Am Haaretz makes the klicheres itself tame, and the ain kli tame chaitzitz. And the halach is that a kli tame is not chaitzitz. So, being that the kli cheres itself was tame, it's for that reason it can't be chaitzitz. Meaning, and if it was a regular kli, it would be chaitzitz. But being that it's tame, it's for that reason it's not chaitzitz. So I'm going to be So if that's the case, why the oichlin and the mashkin? Why is the other kli cheres tame? If you tell me because it's a kli tame, because I'm already touching and a kli tame can't be chaitzitz. So what's the halal? Why is it that it's chaitzitz for some things? So Beishamai told him, when we umetar the oichlin and the mashkin, we would just be metired for the Am Haaretz. Meaning, the Am Haaretz wants to know, is it Tomei or Tar? It's Tomei. That's the truth. You know why it's Tomei? Because the Am Haaretz touched it. Because he touched it, it's a Kli Tomei. A Kli Tomei is not Chaitzitz. But at the end of the day, who's it going to affect? It's going to affect the Am Haaretz. The Am Haaretz is not listening to us anyways. And because the Am Haaretz is not listening to us anyways, so we tell him it's Tar. Which is an interesting concept. What? A Rav knows that the person asking him the Shaila is not going to listen, so he just tells him it's Mutter? Seems interesting. So that the Mefarshim struggle with this. Abul Amaisa, that's what the Gemara says. That Beishamai told Beisilo that being that the Oichlin Amashkin is only Negei him. So no, being that it's only Negei him. So with Avol, Netaris Akli. But we're not going to be Netar the Kli. You know why? Because the Tire of the Kli is not only Negei of the Am Haaretz, it's Negei of the Chavar as well. This is really the punchline. We could have stopped here. The Gemara is not going to stop here. Very much not. But it could have stopped here, in theory, because this is what we need. What we need is, you see from here, no, because the keli is not just negay that. The food is only negay that Am Haaretz. No chaver is eating this food. Oh, but the keli, a chaver may borrow. And if the chaver borrows the keli, so it's going to come out. It's going to be negay him as well. Either way, the Gemara continues with this machloik, Tanya. This is going to be the topic of the raid, if we have time. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Boishni midevreichen beishamai. Rabbi Yeshua heard this halacha beishamai. What was beishamai's halacha again? Beishamai's halacha was that a kli cheres is matzel mipnei atum. However, it's not matzel of everything. It still says matzel of everything. Beishamai says it's only matzel for oichlen mashkin and another kli cheres. So Rabbi Yeshua heard this halacha. He said, beishamai, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed from what you're saying. I mamish can't understand it. And he said, let me depict it. Let me just bring out my point with a little drama. So basically, you're telling me. Let's say you have a case, we have two floors, right? That was the second of the two examples we mentioned. A bayis faliyah. The mace is on the bayis, and then there's a roof, there's a window, it's closed off by cheres, and then on top of that, there's a whole second floor. So let's say there'd be a woman. Isha loshav arev. There's a woman that she's kneading inside an arev, inside a basket. She's making challah for Shabbos. So you're telling me, isha arev tmei. The kli cheres is not going to be matzel for the isha. It's not going to be matzel for the areva, but shiva. So they're going to be tomei 7 days. Tomas meis abu ubatzik tar. It's going to be matzel for the oichlin. And the halach is the food is going to be tomei. Does that mean is be tar? Does that make sense? The woman's tomei, the keli's tomei, but the food is tar. How do you make sense of that? Or another case, login mali mashkin. So you have a big container of water, login tomei. The login is going to be tomei because kli cheres is not matzel for the keli. And so it's tame, and what kind of tuma? Tuma shiva, 7 days. Umashkin tahirin, and the mashkin is gritar. So Rabbi Yeshua said, I don't understand this halacha. Which, by the way, is what Beisul told Beisham in the Mishnah. Beisul told Beisham in the Mishnah, mipnei ma, right, with girsa issues. But mipnei ma, what does this mean? Which is essentially what Rabbi Yeshua said. Although with a little bit drama, he said, boishni mamishich shemzich Beishamai. I can't believe this. I'm mamish in there. So the Gemara said, nit pelei talmud nech b'tamid Beishamai. So there was a talmud b'tamid Beishamai that heard what Rabbi Yeshua said. This Gemara is a classic. Amalei, he told him, I'm going to tell you b'shana Beisham. Can I tell you? Amalei amoy. Right, he's talking to the God of Adar, Rabbi Yeshua. So he says, Rebbe, Rashke Bahai, can I tell you a pshat? So Rabbi Yeshua said, yeah, amoy. Amalei, so he told him, kli tami, chaytetze ene chaytetze. I want to ask you a question. He said, a kli that's tami, is a chaytetze or not? Amalei, ene chaytetze. He said, kli shalama aretz, tami atar. He said, a kli of an amaretz, is it tami or is it tar? Amalei, tami. Told him it's tame. So he told him not to imeloi tame. If you would tell the Amma Aretz now that his kelim atame klu mashkiach alecha, is he going to listen to you? Go tell the Amma Aretz right now that his oichlin is mashkin, his klicheres. Go tell him it's tame. Is he going to listen? Tell him that even though the halacha is that a klicheres is matzel, but not his klicheres, because his klicheres is tame, because he's tame, because he's not nizer and tame v'tahira, and as a result, he thought the klicheres was matzel, not everything in the whole house is tame. He's not going to listen to you. And the Talmud told Rabbi Yeshua, not only is he not going to listen, but you know he's going to tell you. You tell him your keli's tame. This is what he's going to tell you. You better duck. He's going to tell you shalitar v'shalchat tame. He said, no. My things are tar, your things are tame. Why v'esachnish? But this is what he's going to tell him. So he told him v'zeu tame shal v'shamay. That was pshat and Beishamai. Now, it's very, very sussum what he was trying to say. Rashi explains that what he was telling him is that Beishamai held that the reason we tell the person that the oichlin and the mashkin and the klicheres are tar is not because they're tar. Really, it's tame. I thought klicheres is matzah. No, because once not in Dama Aretz's house, because when he touches it, it's a problem. So the kli tame is not chaytzitz. So why do we tell him it's tar? Because he's not going to listen. Not going to listen. So, if he's not going to listen, so why do we tell him that everything else is tame? Because everything else he will listen. What's the difference? Here's the punchline. Zok Rashi, kli cheres, he can't be metaher. So, if you're going to tell him that the kli cheres wasn't matzel on kli cheres, he's not going to do anything about it. Because the only option when you have a kli cheres that's tame is yutatz. You have to destroy it. He's not going to destroy it. Oichlon mashkin that's tame, what are you going to do with it? You're done. There's nothing to do with it. And as a result, he's not going to listen. If you tell him that his kli matchis is tame, he'll listen. Big deal. What do I have to do? I have to go to the mikveh and tovel it? Nish geferlich. So he told him, Zehu tamim shel Beishamai. By the way, just to be clear, we have two pshatim in this very difficult Beishamai, and they're not the same shot. Right? Beishamai in the Mishnah, when Beisil questioned him, he said, I understand, kli cheres is matzel for oichlon mashkin and kli cheres, but it's not matzel for everything else. Why not? So what did they tell him? They said, no, because those things, oichlin, mashkin, and klicheres, are things that the Amma Aretz is going to use for himself. And because he's going to use it for himself, so we might as well tell him tar, because he's not going to listen to us anyways. All the other kelim he may lend, and the ones that he lend, those are the ones that we're sensitive to. And therefore, we tell him the truth, we tell him that it's really tame. The Talmud of Beishamai, when he said pshat to Rabbi Yeshua, what's going on over there, that's not what he told him. He told him a different shtukal Torah. What the Talmud told Rabbi Yeshua was that the difference is that oichlin, mashkin, and klicheres, if you tell him it's tame, he's not going to listen.
The reason he's not going to listen is because he's not going to get rid of it. And the only eitzah, if it's tummy, is to get rid of it. He's not going to do that. As opposed to the other kalim, that's something that's not a big deal for him to address. It's tummy besedis, he'll deal with it. There's a tahira, there's a takana. And it's for that reason that, but regardless, those were the two tainas that we told him. So the Gemara says that after Rabbi Yeshua heard what this Talmud told him, Yad Holok Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua went to the Shtat Chakir Beis Shammai. He went to the Kever Beis Shammai. He went to Beis HaKfaris with the Talmidim of Beis Shammai. Omar, he said, Nanesi Lechem Atzmeis Beis Shammai. He said, Beis Shammai, I sinned towards you. I wasn't erlich with you. And he said as follows. He said, Umas Tumei Shalachem Kach. Madach the halachas that are very difficult to understand. The things you said that really at first glance are very, very sosum. That a Kli Cheres is going to be Matzel Mepnei Oichlin, Mashkin, and other Kli Cheres, but not for other Kelim. Madach is such a beautiful pshat when it comes to that mefurashos. When it comes to the things that are mefurashos, alachas kama v'kama. Certainly, these are things that have a gevaldig pshat. And he mamish went, and he had such charata for what he said. What did he say? He said boishni midevreichem beishamai. Right? He said I'm mamish embarrassed from you beishamai. And he did tshuva. The Gemara says amru. It is said about Rabbi Yeshua, kol yom of the rest of his life, hushkuru shinam abnei tani yosam. His teeth, and the dikduke soifrim has the gersa, his face, hushkuru panov, that he literally became black abnei tani yos. Rabbi Yeshua fasted, it sounds like mamish the rest of his life, kol yom of hushkuru shinam or panov abnei tani yosam, because he was so sad, and he had charot, and he was literally doing tshuva for the way he spoke about Beishamai. But what do we need from all this? Katani miyos, we need one thing. Lecha, veloy, Beishamai told Beisil in the Mishnah, not what the Talmud of Beishamai told Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa, but what if Beishamai told Beisil in the Mishnah that the reason there's a difference in halacha between Oichel Mashkin and Klicheres and the other Kalim is because when it comes to the other Kalim, it doesn't only affect the Amma Aretz, but it would affect the Chavar as well, because the Chavar may be inclined to go ahead and borrow a Kali. Almost, what do you see from here? Shna Ilin Minayu. You see that we borrow. So if you borrow, so Luchura, whenever you think of what the Amma Aretz might do with his kalim, you have to be worried about the kalim, because the kalim may come back to affect you. So again, take this full circle. The Mishnah said, "Mapilin kalim b'tach kalim b'truma avaloy l'kodesh." Why loy l'kodesh? Because we're worried Am Aretz might see. Am Aretz may go ahead and be matbal kalim b'tach kalim for his own kachim. He may do it in the wrong way. Gzeira Mishom and Gzeira Mishom from Eila Rava, and then he's going to bring Kachim to the base of Mikdash. We're going to be forced to take him Mishom Eva, and we're going to end up taking Kachim. That's Tommy. That's the problem. Oh, if that's the case, do make the same Takana by Truma. By Truma, you don't have to make that Takana, because if he's going to see you being Matbol Kalim Utaich Kalim the Truma, let's just say this clear, he may also come to be Matbol Kalim Utaich Kalim the Truma. Right? One thing is clear, without confusing this more than it already is. If the Am Aretz sees you be matbol kelim utaych kelim l'truma, there's no concern that he's going to think he could be matbol kelim utaych kelim l'kodesh, because he understands the difference between truma and kachim. He understands truma is more chomer, that kachim is more chomer. Just because you can do something for truma doesn't mean you can do it for kachim. So we're not going to be matbol kelim utaych kelim l'kodesh like this. There's no concern that the Am Aretz may ever do it. We'll be matbol kelim utaych kelim l'truma, because what's the worst thing that will happen? The Am Aretz will also be matbol kelim utaych kelim l'truma. If he does it, it's not a problem. It doesn't affect us anyways, because we're not taking a truma. It affects him, whatever. He's nichshol in these things. He has work to do. But as it relates to the people that actually care, it's not nagei anyways, because we're not going to take it. And there's no eva, and as a result, there won't be an issue. But the Gemara says, you might take his keli. And I'll prove to you, you might take his keli from this machloi b'shamim b'silo with the case of the klicheres. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's what we're up to. A long-winded road to get to this point. So to Gemara, the answer is kishailina minayo matpalilin lohu. And Chanami, we do borrow kelim sometimes for Nama Aretz. However, if you can ever borrow a kelim for Nama Aretz, you know what you're going to do? You're going to be teufel it. You're going to put it in the mikveh. You're going to be teufel like this. You won't have an issue. Ihachi. So the Gemara says, 1 second. You're telling me that any time a chaver borrows a kelim from an Nama Aretz, he's teufel it. So let's revisit the Mishnah with regards to the case of a halos. Ihachi nahadru luhu beitzilu beishamai kishalini minayu matpalilin luhu. So what was Beishamai's big answer that they told Beisil, that the reason the klicheres is not going to be matzel for kelim is because we're afraid that a chaver might borrow it? Even if the chaver borrows the keli, he's never going to be nichshol in tuma, because doesn't he have to be toivel it anyways? So the Gemara says, yeah. But the issue in the Mishnah Naholis was tumas meis. And tamei meis bo yazal gimel v'zayin. Tamei meis requires Tyra from the Paraduma, Umanu Lazan Yamila Mushli Inchi. People don't usually lend
kalim for 7 days, and because they don't lend kalim for 7 days, so you're going to borrow a keli, you're not going to have the requisite 7 days to, you borrow somebody's chesnish keli because you're working in the kitchen, you can't put it aside for 7 days, and then next Sunday afternoon when you need it again, use it. You need it right now. So if you need to take it to the mikveh beside, you go, you put it in a mikveh, and then you can use it. But if you need tumas zayins over there, it's not going to play out, and therefore Chazal said, we have to be metamid, because it doesn't just affect him, it's l'chav eloi, and it's for that reason we had this distinction. We're going to stop the daf a little prematurely, so we have a little bit of time to end the daf on a lighter note. Either way, again, these are intense sugyas. The name of the parak is Chaymer, right? Chaymer b'kodesh, this is what we're learning right now, but just two ha'aris, if we have time, as it relates to the light portion of the daf, which is also very yisoidi, it's very, very fundamental, and that is, so the Gemara mentioned a very obscure machloikis, a Mishnah that discusses a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the world of Tumas Meis. Specifically, it's the house of an Am Haaretz, where there's a mace, he has a klicheres, it's summit pasul. Beis Hillel says, it says in the Torah, a klicheres, that summit pasul is matzel mepnei hatuma, so the halach is, it's going to be matzel. And it doesn't matter what's inside the klicheres, or what's on the top floor, where the two floors are separated by cheres. Whatever it is, it's going to be tar. Beis Shammai said, no, not everything. The cheres in the house of Am Haaretz is matzel oichlin, mashkin, and other klicheres. But everything else not. And the Mishnah mentioned an exchange between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel where they debated and sort of addressed the obvious issues with the Shita Beis Shammai. And then the Gemara brought a braisa. The Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Boishni midivreichem Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yeshua heard Beis Shammai's Shita and he said, I'm embarrassed, Beis Shammai. I'm poshid, chshemzach. And mamish, it's mechusar avona. I don't understand how it's possible that this Kli Cheres, that summit puzzles matzel for Oichle Mashkin and Kli Cheres, but it wouldn't be matzel for anything else. The Gemara says, skipping Nitpolei Talmud Echmet Tamid Beis Shammai. There was a Talmud from Tamid Beis Shammai. He came to Rabbi Yeshua and he said, Rebbe, do you give me Rishus to try to explain Shitas Beis Shammai? He said, yes. And this Talmud went, he asked Rabbi Yeshua questions, Rabbi Yeshua answered them, and he methodically and systematically explained beautifully to the Gadol Hador Rabbi Yeshua, what Shitas Beis Shammai was. The Gemara said, Miyad, immediately, as soon as Rabbi Yeshua heard what he said, Halach Rabbi Yeshua went in the Shtat HaKivri Beis Shammai. He went to the Kfarim of the Talmidim of Shammai. Omer, and he said, Nanesi Lochem Atzmeis Beis Shammai. He said, Beis Shammai, I sinned towards you. I spoke very disrespectfully. I said, Boishni Midevrechem Beis Shammai. And he said, Umas Tumay Shalachem Kach. Madach the Halachis that are Stumais, that at first glance seem to be very, very sosom. It has such beautiful havana. I can imagine that when you said things and we do understand it, Rabbi Yeshua spent the rest of his life mamish doing tshuva because of the way he had spoken towards Beis Shammai. This is where the Gemara here in Chagiga Daf Chabez Amid Beis ends. But the truth is a Tosefta that tells the rest of the story. It adds one little piece, but it's very, very important. The Tosefta says that after Rabbi Yeshua heard what the Talmud of Beis Shammai told him, Rabbi Yeshua himself was chayser. And he said, I'm maskin, and I'm going to start paskining halacha l'maisa like Beis Shammai. That if you have a klicheres, that's some apostle, it was touched by an Am Haaretz, it's going to be matzah for oichel mashkin and klicheres, but it's not going to be matzah for anything else. So not only did Rabbi Yeshua do tshuva for the way he spoke, but he actually came around halacha l'maisa, and he said that I accept the psak of Beis Shammai, and he said, moving forward, I am going to paskin in this halacha like Beis Shammai. Now, what's Pash Pshan in the Tosefta? Pash Pshan in the Tosefta is because Rabbi Yeshua heard Beis Shammai's taina, and it made a lot of sense to him. And because it made a lot of sense to him, so it's for that reason he changed his position, and moving forward, he said, I'm going to paskin like Beis Shammai. But the truth is that it's a pella. It's really, really very tzarechim. The Gemara in Masechtes Chulin Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. It's also Gemara in Masechtes Erev and Davav. So the Gemara brings a brisa. Lo oylem halacha kedivri Beis Hillel. The halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Then the brisa mysteriously says, "V'haroitza lasses kedivri Beis Shammai oisa kedivri Beis Hillel oisa." And the Gemara explains what it means. But lo oylem halacha kedivri Beis Hillel, says the Gemara. The halacha is always like Beis Hillel. The Teres Chaim in Masechtes Chulin Daf Mem Gimel, on that Gemara, he says, "What's pshat in this lashon lo oylem halacha kebeis hillel?" What does it mean lo oylem halacha kebeis hillel?
What does it mean, La'oyva malacha kibesil? So says the Torah Chaim something beautiful. He says that we find different machloikesin in Shas, where we have klolei hapsak in terms of how to go about this machloikes. So for example, if there's a machloikes between Rav and Shmuel, if it's a machloikes in Issa v'Heter, we paskin like Rav. If it's a machloikes in Dinei Mominis, we paskin like Shmuel. If you have a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov, halachik Rabbi Akiva mechaverov. If there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. If there's a machloikis Rabbi Yosi and anybody, Rabbi Yosi and Mukayimoy, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov kavanaki. So we have a whole bunch of different gedarim. So says the Torah Chaim, what's pshat in all those gedarim? Let's pick one. Why do we pass on like Rav by Isser and like Shmuel by Mammon? He said the pshat's pashit. Because Rav was more nitztayin in the world of Isser, and Shmuel was more eisketzeichent in the world of Mammonis. Rav was the guru when it came to Isser v'Heter. Shmuel was the melech when it came to Dinei Mammonis. And that's why we paskin like Rav by Isser v'Heter, and we paskin like Shmuel when it comes to Dinei Mammonis. Says the Teres Chaim, that doesn't mean that the halacha can never be like Shmuel v'Issa v'Heter, and that the halacha can never be like Rav when it comes to Dinei Mominus. What it means is that Pederech Klal, Rav was very stark in Issa v'Heter, Shmuel was the more stark in Dinei Mominus, and that's why the halacha is like Rav b'Issa, and the halacha is like Shmuel b'Mominus. And by the way, there are many places in halacha where we paskin like Shmuel b'Issa v'Heter, and we paskin like Rav b'Dinei Mominus. Why? Because just because Rav was more stark in Isser and less stark by Mominus, and Shmuel the reverse, doesn't mean that Chazal were always machriya like Rav by Isser, and they were always machriya like Shmuel by Mominus. It's a svara, it's definitely a mahalach, it's an approach, but it doesn't have to be foolproof. It doesn't always have to be that way. Abizok to Teres Chaim, why is it that we paskin like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai? It's not because Beis Hillel was starker in learning that Beis Shammai. In fact, the Gemara says just the opposite. The Gemara says in the first parak of Masechtas Yevamos that Beis Shammai was mechada d'tvei. Beis Shammai was roiva echos. Beis Shammai be'etzim, they were bigalam donim. Beis Shammai was better in learning Poshet Geret than Beis Hillel. There's no shayla in the world. You want to know who said more compelling svaras? Beis Shammai did. You want to know who was more of an amkin in the sugya? Beis Shammai was. But we don't always paskin like the person that says the better lamdis and the person that's the bigger amkin. And in this case, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. But why? It doesn't make sense. If Beis Shammai is better in learning, why would we paskin like Beis Hillel? The Teretz is the Gemara in Erev and Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Everybody knows. The Gemara says that for years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were arguing, Halalu oimrim halacha k'mayseinu, Halalu oimrim halacha k'mayseinu. Yotzis HaBaskel, Baskel came down, Va'amr and said, Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim, v'halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. The Baskel paskin the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So zok to Teretz Chaim, that when the yesoid of the klal in Psak is based on who is better, okay, so then there could be exceptions to the rule. Just because generally Shmuel is more strong than the Mominus doesn't mean you always have to pass like him. But when it comes to the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it had nothing to do with who's better. The reason we pass like Beis Hillel is because the Baskel said that Allah is like Beis Hillel. So if it's based on the Baskel, Zog to Teres Chaim, there's no exceptions to the rule. And if there's no exceptions to the rule, the Allah is always going to be like Beis Hillel. Oh, das of the Gemara. La'oilam Allah is Beis Hillel. That's the La'oilam. It's always going to be like Beis Hillel. Why La'oilam? Because it's based on a Baskel. And being that it's based on a Baskel, so there's not going to be any exceptions to the rule. As for that reason, la'olam halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel, we're always going to pass like Beis Hillel. So if that's the case, it's a pella. So what's pshat in this maisa with Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua said that I hear the taina that the Talmud of Shammai told me it's so gevaldik. So he went and he did tshuva and he went to the kfarim. And talk to Tosefta. By the way, there's a shayla on what the right gerusa in the Tosefta is. If you look it up, your gerusa might not say this, but the Achrayim discussed this, but the Iker Girsa the Achrayim say is that Rabbi Yeshua was Chayzer, and he went ahead and he paskin like the Talmud of Beis Shammai. Why? Because he heard his Taina. He said, wow, you're saying such a good Svara. What do you mean he's such a good Svara? At the end of the day, the reason we paskin like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is not because of Svaras. You want to talk about Svaras? Beis Shammai was Mechad Ditvei. And Beis Shammai was Mechad Ditvei in every Sugya, maybe Beis Shammai was saying a better Svara. I don't know. Certainly in many Sugyas they would have said, oh, but the Teretz is the Teretz Chayim. Why? Because it's based on the Baskel. So why is this sugi in Chagiga Chav Beis Amid Beis every different? L'chura, a very, very posh darn. Oh, but the Teretz is even more posh. The Teretz is even more posh than the Kasha. That is, it's a Mefurisha Gemara. It's a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara over there brings a Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai U Beis Hillel Besuda. Machloikesin, different areas in halacha that Beshamay Bissol debated in a Suda, and it's a long braisa. The braisa mentions different halachas. Fears is the braisa as it relates to these machloikas in between Beshamay Bissol. Negeya Hilcha Suda, Vahalacha Kedivri Bissol. The braisa says the halacha is like Bissol. Talk to Gemara. Why would the braisa have to say the halacha is like Bissol? Pshita. Hanafka Baskel. Everyone knows it was a Baskel that said the halacha is like Bissol. So I need a braisa in this very local machloikis, this very specific machloikis, dvarim shebein b'shamim b'sol b'suda. I need a braisa to tell me that talach is like b'sol. Talach is always like b'sol. Nafka baskel. So the Gemara says two terutzim. First terutz, the Gemara says, iba yisei mekoydim baskel. Maybe this braisa was written before the baskel. Right, we mentioned not so long ago that the origin of the Mishnayis and the Braises, a lot of them go back to the times of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. So it could be this Braise was written 500 years before the Baskel. And at that time, there was no Baskel, so therefore it had to say, Halacha Kebeisil. Now, there was no Beisil then. But the point is, the Shita Al-Kopanim was going back then, and that's the point. V'ibayaseimah, or you could say, La'acha Baskel. La'olam, this Braise was written after the Baskel. Rabbi Yeshua he. Of the time of the Braise is Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar who holds Emashkichim the Baskel. There is a time in Shas that holds Emashkichim the Baskel. And you know that Tana is, it's the Tana Rabbi Yeshua. So Rashi, where do you find Rabbi Yeshua held Emashkichim the Baskel? The Gemara Bava Metzio, Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, in the Sugi of the Tana Rachnoi. And in that Sugi, it's Mavur that Rabbi Yeshua was the one that got up after the Baskel said Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua said, I don't care that the Baskel said Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer, because I hold Emashkichim the Baskel. So Zok the Gemara, that there was a Baskel. Avada was a Baskel that said that we always pass him like Basil. Oh, but this Braisa that said Halacha Kedivri Basil was Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds Ein Mashkichim BeBaskel. And if Rabbi Yeshua holds Ein Mashkichim BeBaskel, he's not nispal from the fact that the Baskel said Halacha Kedivri Basil. So he doesn't have such a Baskel. If he doesn't have such a Baskel, so who do we Baskin like? Do we pass him like Bishayim Bishayim Baskin Basil? Zot Rabbi Yeshua, Halacha Kedivri Basil. Rabbi Yeshua had to say Halacha Kedivri Basil because he didn't have the Baskel. Say Bazai, it's Gavaldis. Rabbi Yeshua Lashitasa. Rabbi Yeshua Lishitasai, who holds in Bava Mitzion and Tess on the base, Emashkichim the Baskel. And Rabbi Yeshua Lishitasai, the Gemara said in Brochus Nun Aleph on the base, that Rabbi Yeshua had to say in the Braisa, Dvorim Shabbim Bishamim Bissel Basuda, that the Loch is Kedivri Basil. Aye, there's a Basil. Oh no, because in Rabbi Yeshua's world, it's not Muchach that the Loch is like Basil, because Rabbi Yeshua is Emashkichim the Baskel, so the Baskel really has no bearing. It's neither here nor there. Oh, so Rabbi Yeshua Lishitasai, he was the one that had to, that has a gerecht in Chagigah of Beis Amid Beis, to hear the Taina of Beis Shammai, and to say that I'm maskin, and like the Tosefta says in the proper Gersa, that he was actually Chazru L'Oyrois, he came around and he started paskining like Beis Shammai. What do you mean? At the end of the day, La'olam, who cares if you like the Svara? What happened to La'olam Halacha Kedivrei Beis Hillel? That's based on a Baskel, like the Teres Chaim said. Rabbi Yeshua is the one Tana who holds a Mashkichim a Baskel, and because Rabbi Yeshua holds a Mashkichim a Baskel, so therefore this halacha is not something that's going to be negated, Rabbi Yeshua. The truth is that if you look around, there are other Gemaras that come to light once we really internalize this idea that because Rabbi Yeshua held and it's a mefurish gemara. It's mamish gemara. It's not a shtickle Torah. It's a gemara in brachos on aleph amid beis that because Rabbi Shua holds emashkichem bebaskel, so Rabbi Shua's world, it's not muchach that the halacha has to be like Basil. You know, this idea that we carry with us as we learn shas, which is Beshamai b'mokim Basilul eina mishnehi, that Beshamai has no standing and no bearing when they're in the same room as Basil. There is a shita Rabbi Shua that doesn't agree with that. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. So the sugi over here is a sugi that Be'ezus Hashem we're going to begin amazingly in a couple of days, which is the sugi of Tzaras Erva, the very first sugi in Mesachtes Yevamos. And as we're going to see, the halacha of Tzaras Erva, which again is the first sugi Mesachtes Yevamos, was really a machloikis between Bishan and Bishol. So without even going near what Tzaras Erva is right now, the Gemara over there says, Shalu es Rabbi Yeshua. They asked Rabbi Yeshua, Tzaras Abbas Mao, what's the halacha regarding a Tzaras Abbas? That's just an example of a Tzaras Erva. Tzaras Erva, what's the halacha as it relates to Ibn V'chalitza? So he told them, machloikis Bishan and Bishol. He said, it's a machloikis Bishan and Bishol. Everyone knows. It's right in the beginning of Yevamos. It's a machloikis Bishan and Bishol. So they said, Valachi Divrei Mi.
They say, Rebbe, who do we paskin like? Amalehem. So he told them, "Mipnei ma atem machnisim roishi ben shnei harim gedoylim? Why are you asking me to get involved between two mountains? Ben shnei machloikis gedoylois, ben bishami b'sil. You ask me to get involved in machloikis in bishami and b'sil? Misyore ani. I'm afraid. I don't want to get involved. I'm not getting involved in machloikis in bishami and b'sil." It's Gemara's a Pella. It's this straight Torah. Rabbi Shua is not getting involved in machloikis in between Bishami and Beis Hillel. What does that mean? Everyone knows the halacha. There was a paskal that said that we paskin like Beis Hillel. Rabbi Shua is not sure what the halacha is. Don't get me involved. I'm not going there. No, absolutely not. It's a pell. You can't even read this Gemara. The Teretz is posh. It's Rabbi Shua l'shitasai. This is all Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua holds a mashkich and a baskel. Rabbi Shua is the Tana of the Brice and Brachas Manala from the Beis that the Gemara spoke out how to say Alocha k'divrei Beis Hillel. What do you mean? Everyone knows Alocha is like Beis Hillel. So Gemara, no. You buy your same money, Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua, it's not emes. Because according to Rabbi Shua, Emashkich Mabaskal. So that's what Rabbi Shua says. You want to know what Talach is as it relates to the Tzaras Abbas? He said, I'm not sure. I'll tell you the truth. I'm not sure. Another Gemara. A Gemara Nida Daf Tezayin. So the Gemara over there is discussing different halachas related to Tashmish. And the Gemara there brings a big chumrah of Beishamai. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Shua, Royani is Divri Beishamai. I don't like Beishamai. Amr Le Talmidav, Rebbe, Kama Harachta Aleinu. You're causing it to make things very difficult for us. Amar lehem, mutav sha'arich aleichem ba'ilum hazeh. I'm happy to make it a little bit more difficult for you, ba'ilum hazeh, that this Indian's going to take it longer in ba'ilum hazeh, k'dei she'yarichu yemechem ba'ilum haba. Like this, you'll have arichas yom in ba'ilum haba. Oh, but this is a member that Rabbi Yeshua said, roi ani es divrei beishamai. It's going to be hard to find other too many tanam that would talk this way. Roi ani es divrei beishamai. The Teretz says it's poshen. This is Alt Rabbi Yeshua l'shitasai. The Rabbi Yeshua is the one that holds a mashkichim bebaskel, and because he holds a mashkichim bebaskel, so he wasn't meshubah to the baskel, and because he wasn't meshubah to the baskel, therefore he held, he was able to say, Royani estivri beishamai. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, on that Gemara, Masechtas Brachas, Daf Nun Aleph from the base, he has a beautiful Hosafa. He says that the Mishnah Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin on the base. The Mishnah over there is discussing the Nanuim, much lighter sugyas. So the Gemara over there is discussing the Nanuim that the Yid was supposed to do with the Dalad Minim during Halal. So it says the Gemara, Behechon Hoyim Menanim, where did they do the Nanuim middle of Halal? So the Mishnah says, Behoidu Lashem Tchilav Asoy, right? You say, Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv, Yoimer No Yisrael, and then at the end again we say, Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv, Kiloim Chazak. So you say, Hoidu twice, so Behoidu Hashem tchil of a soif, uba ona Hashem oishiyano, and by ona Hashem oishiyano, divrei beis hillel, ube shamai oimrim, be shamai says, af ba ona Hashem atzlichano. So it's machloi b'shamai beis hillel, whether you do nanuim by ona Hashem atzlichano or no. According to beis hillel, by ona Hashem oishiyano, not by ona Hashem atzlichano. Be shamai says, af ba ona Hashem atzlichano. The Mishnah concludes. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Soifa yisi Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua." Said, "I was once watching Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua. Shekala am hayu menanin es luveim. Everybody was doing their nanuim. Veheim loy nino elo ba'ana Hashem oishiyana. But they were not menaneya ba'ana Hashem oishiyana. So we have machoy b'shaim b'sil. We are supposed to do the nanuim. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Said, "I was once watching Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua, and I was watching to see how they were going to do the nanuim, and everybody was doing it in one place, and they were doing it in some place else." So Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, in Megadim Chadashim, is Medayik, Am Rabbi Akiva, Tzoyfa Hayisi, Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua. What does it mean, Tzoyfa Hayisi? Tzoyfa means, not I just happened to have looked over and I noticed. Tzoyfa means I was looking, I was investigating, I was paying close attention. So, there was Machabi Shambi, so how you do Nanum during Hal, and Rabbi Akiva is watching. He mamish has his eyes on Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. He wants to see how they're going to do the nanu. So says Rabbi, why was he looking? What's the shaila? Of course they were going to do Beis Hillel. We paskin like Beis Hillel. What's the shaila? What they thought that he was going to go ahead and do nanu and by Yonah Hashem Atzlichon by Beis Shammai. What was he not sure about? What's the tzoyfa yisi? So he says lefi amavura. He says push it on the Gemara. The Gemara, it's before clearly that being that Rabbi Yeshua holds a mashkichim bebaskel, so it's not muchach according to Rabbi Yeshua that talocha ever has to be like Beis Hillel. The only reason we take for granted that talocha is always like Beis Hillel is because the baskel said talocha is like Beis Hillel. But without the baskel, mechatesa, maybe talocha can be like Beis Shammai. And v'harai, he's seen Rabbi Yeshua in different places in Shas. He's not sure, and that was the Gemara over there that Rabbi Yeshua and the Brice had to say that halachas like Beis Hillel. But the point is that being that Rabbi Yeshua himself
was able to be this way, was able to be that way. So Tzoyfo Yisi, I was watching Rabbi Yeshua. I wanted to see what Rabbi Yeshua was. What about Rabbi Gamliel? So that's a whole nother shmooze. Rabbi Gamliel also, we've mentioned this in the past, a lot of Rabbi Gamliels where they used to take him and hug him of Bisham at the end of the first parak in Masechta Shabbos, the Inkam Mekoymer. But that's the bottom line. So he said, Tzoyfo Yisi, I was watching because I taka wanted to see what he was going to do. Because as it relates to Rabbi Yeshua, it wasn't going to be so clear. So just to sikum, obviously we're not going to get to the second Ha'ara, Bezus Hashem, tomorrow. But the point is, that what emerges is just a little bit of a clearer picture of Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. And really, it's an anomaly. It's fascinating. We talk so much about Rabbi Eliezer. Of Rabbi Eliezer, Gata Bal Plukta, whose name was Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was Ashri Eladatoi. And the biography on Rabbi Yeshua, if you can even say that, is Dvarim Niflam. I was going through the Toldos Tanaim V'Amiraim on Rabbi Yeshua. It's Pasha Lo Yeumen, the multifaceted elements of who Rabbi Yeshua was. I mean, number one is Dachta Bal Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer. We know Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. Rabbi Yeshua is also Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. Rabbi Yeshua is Halacha Kemoisei Kemat Bechol Makoim. All the Talmidim that Rabbi Yeshua was Maimid. Rabbi Yeshua was a tremendous askin. He was very involved in, you know, with the Romans and defending all the Yidden and all the different things. Ashri Eladatai. That was Rabbi Yeshua. That's who Rabbi Yeshua was. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Yeshua is the one Tana that we know for a fact held in Mashkichim Bebaskol. And there's a tremendous nafkamina, because that means the way we view the machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is completely different in the world of Rabbi Yeshua. To us, Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. Beis Shammai, loss of lovoy, or b'baal mahadein, in this world, we have no shaychist to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is mitzad ha-gvura. Beis Hillel is mitzad ha-chesed. We've said it over the years in so many different nuschais. But the bottom line is, we have no shaychist to Beis Shammai in this world. That's all because of the Baskel. But Rabbi Yeshua is a Tana that held Eimashkicha Mabaskel. It's a mefurish gemara in Brachos Nun Aleph. Once we understand that, different gemaras come to light. Avua de Kulon, our Gemara today, Mesechtes Chagiga Daf Chabez Amad Beis. But just to end, and that is, it's interesting, because you find that there were different Tanaim that had a little bit of a Shaychis to Beis Shammai, where they were willing to buy in a little bit to Beis Shammai. And it, for whatever reason, Chazal treated them differently. It's just something to think about, a little bit of food for thought. So for example, Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti. And the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi that say, what does it mean, Shamuti? So Pashup Shad is, it's related to the Tan Rachnoi. But the Rishonim that say, Shamuti is Miloshin Shammai. Because he had crossed over, he was Mitamid Beis Shammai, and as a result, we never pass like Rabbi Eliezer. That's the extreme. We have the Gemara, a Mishnah really, in the first parak of Masechtas Brachos, where Abtarfin was once Machmer when it came to Kriyishma, like Beis Shammai. And he came and he told the Olam and Beis Medrash that he almost got killed. And they told him, "Kedai ho yisol lochav ba'atzmacha shavarta al divrei Beis Hillel," because he went connected Beis Hillel. So Rab Tarfin, who publicly goes like Beis Shammai, was chayiv misa, literally. "Kedai ho yisol lochav ba'atzmacha." We've spoken at the Mesilas Yishon and Mishkel Chassidus many times that he was literally chayiv misa for what he did. Rabbi Yeshua is another Tana that seems to be very partial and a lot more open-minded to the ideas of Beis Shammai. And for some reason, we've never found Rabbi Yeshua, certainly not Shamuti, K'tayo Yisa Lachav Ba'atzmacha with Rabbi Yeshua. So it seems Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tarfin, and Rabbi Yeshua, and we could even add Rabbi Gamliel, were all somewhat affiliated, for lack of a better word, to Beis Shammai. And it seems that they were all treated differently. Something to think about. We'll end with that.